All right, guys, thanks very much. This update brought to you by Belzer Equipment, your New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Land Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield dealer in southern Iowa, and longtime sports sponsor here on Thunder Country KIIC. It's been a while since we last told you Tiger Terpstra was your runner-up, your second-place finisher for Centerville. So Centerville advancing four of their five wrestlers now. We don't know yet if Stephen Wardlow will advance for Centerville. There is a wrestleback situation coming up for him, as is the case for Tyler Strasser of North Mahaska, and Nick Martin will also need to wait his fate along with Will Martin from Moravia. They're losing their match. They lost their matches in the championship rounds for Moravia, so there is an opportunity for them to wrestle back and hopefully advance, but their fate not yet known. Again, for both Moravia wrestlers, both Will Martin and Nick Martin, as well as Tyler Strasser and Stephen Wardlow. That's kind of where we're at right now. We'll continue to update you on the matches in Fairfield for 2A and also Pleasantville for Class 1A. Let's go back live to you guys in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
All right, thank you, Joe. We're at High Fidelity. We got to update you on 138 pounds consolation. It's Alex Hanna of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Dylan Harberts of Sheraton. And I tell you what, I've never seen anything like it. Alex Hanna was done. He was, in my opinion, pinned. And I hate to say that for you Rocket fans, but his shoulders were flat on the mat. Referee was right there and didn't call the pin, and then Hanna reversed it, and he stuck Harberts about 10 seconds later. Yeah. So Hanna wins by fall, 56 seconds in for all you Rocket fans out there. But I'm telling you what, holy cow, the referee could have called that fall on Alex Hanna. And Hanna got a burst of energy, reversed it, and then credit Alex Hanna, he got the pin.
Yeah, but now Alex Hanna is becoming a big fan over here for Colby Toole of Prairie City Monroe, who's taking on Tanner Probasco in the championship side. If Colby Toole would win, that would create a wrestleback opportunity for Alex Hanna. But right now, Tanner Probasco, South Tama County, is out in front 2-0. Remember, over Colby Toole, Prairie City Monroe.
Hanna is a three-time state qualifier for the Rockets. He's a senior, placed eighth a year ago, and got pinned in the semifinals. So you can't get any closer to being pinned than what he was right there. And then reverses it and sticks his opponent to the mat. Credit Alex Hanna for that. Coming up next, by the way, 145-pound championship. Rocket fans, don't go anywhere. It's Sage Walker coming up in the next championship match at 145 pounds in just minutes here at Knoxville High School.
Underway here in the second period. Tanner Probasco out in front of Colby Toole. 2-0 your score. Probasco starts the second period in down position, gets up to his feet here. Toole tries to hit a nice little mat return, but Probasco hits a switch and gets a two-point reversal. Now Probasco out in front, 4-0. Minute 40 to go here in the second period.
We need Colby Toole to win for Alex Hanna to get a wrestle back. So all Rocket Nation right now in this gymnasium is rooting very loudly for PCM's freshman Colby Toole to pull this one out. We have a stall call on Probasco. He was in the riding position, and the referee said he wasn't coming off the hips and making an offensive attempt. So they call him for stalling in the top position. A minute 19 to go, second period. Probasco of South Tama County leading it. 4-0 over PCM's freshman Colby Toole here in the 138-pound championship. Again, Alex Hanna won his consolation match, but he needs Colby Toole to win this championship to get a wrestle back and a chance to go to state next week. Otherwise, he will end his high school career with a third-place finish here at the districts. And right now, Toole trails it 4-0 with 45 seconds to go. And there's a stall call now on the bottom on Toole. So both wrestlers now have been called for stalling. They've been warned for stalling. And they got to pick up the action here. 40 seconds remains, second period. 4-0. Toole on top. And remember, Toole, there's another stall on the bottom. No, on the top. That stall goes against Probasco.
Yep.
And gives a point to Toole. And I don't know that I agree with that, Travis, because Toole was basically just, he wasn't doing nothing on the bottom.
Yeah.
Wasn't allowing Probasco to do anything on the top either.
Should have been a stalemate call there. But Toole now, he's going to hit a switch here. Probasco's still going to remain control.
Back to his feet.
Cut him. 4-2 your score now. Colby Toole trails Tanner Probasco.
And they're back on their feet. Can Colby Toole do something here? 12 seconds remain, second period. PCM's Kobe Tool trails it 4-2. Alex Hanna, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont needs Tool to win to get a wrestle back at 138 pounds. Second period comes to a close. 4-2. Tanner Probasco of South Tama County with a two-point lead going in to the third and final period.
Probasco ranked number 4th in the state here in the season in 2A.
And Tool, just a freshman for PCM, 31-7. Can he pull a big upset and give Alex Hanna a chance?
Well, Kobe Tool drops down on a single-leg shot there. Probasco does a nice job, sprawls out of it, gets separation back to his feet here. Minute 40 to go in the third period.
So, just to bring you up to date, Tool has been warned for stalling, and Probasco has given a point for stalling. He was warned and then called again. So Probasco has to keep the action rolling here. He can't afford another stall call.
Kobe Tool here bringing the pressure here to Tanner Probasco,
yes,
though,
with
a minute 15 to go here in the third period.
Yeah, Tool is the aggressor. He's the one reaching and dropping down, and that's going to keep him away from a stall call. And Probasco has to be careful not to back away. Referees are watching close. We've got a minute 10 remaining in this match. 4-2, Probasco, South Tama County leads Tool of PCM. Again, Tool needs to win for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's Alex Hanna to get a wrestle back at 130.
Oh, he does. Tool gets a takedown here, and he had Tanner Probasco on his back for just a moment there. No back points awarded. 4-4, Kobe Tool now tied Tanner Probasco.
He caught him and was so close to putting him on his back.
He's got that butcher locked up there pretty tight, too.
Kobe Tool right on the edge of the mat. Probasco on the edge of the mat. But they don't start the count, and they call him off the mat.
Out of bounds, man.
That is a tough break for Kobe Tool. I say they should have let that go. A corner of Tool's body was still in the circle, but they call him out.
Yep, 4-4 now, 35 seconds left to go here in the final period. Kobe Tool tied with Tanner Probasco of South Tama County. Now, Probasco needs to realize, though, that he's already been called for stalling, so he's got to stay active trying to get up out of that bottom position.
Now, remember, though, Tool's been warned for stalling, so he can't get called. He'll give up a point and lose the match. 20 seconds to go. Probasco up to his feet. Oh, nice job. Good job returning. Probasco gets the reversal. Probasco gets the reversal with 15 seconds to go. 6-4. That was fast and furious. T-Zap catches up on it.
Yep. Tanner Probasco hit a Granby roll and got out of there. Got the two-point reversal. Is going to get the win here. 6-4. Tanner Probasco, the winner. Kobe Tool is going to be your runner-up. There will not be a wrestle back here at 138 pounds.
Wow, what a flurry of action in the last 20 seconds there. As a flurry of action, and Probasco got the reversal, and he wins the championship 6-4 for South Tama County. Kobe Tool of PCM will be your runner-up. They both go to state, so way to go. Freshman Kobe Tool of PCM, a state qualifier at 138. Tough luck for Alex Hanna of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, though. He will finish his high school career third today at the district and will not make his fourth trip to Wells Fargo Arena.
Yep,
but
underway
what a career
here
by Alex Hanna.
What a career. Underway here, 145 pounds. Sage Walker, sophomore from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, on the mat. He's taking on Clayton Keller of Saydell, who Clayton Keller, in the semifinals, caught Colton Vest, number 7-ranked kid in the state, and pinned him. So a little bit of an upset there between Keller and Vest there in the opening round. So Sage Walker here, championship.
145-pound championship match brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Deposit checks on the go. Bank with their mobile app. Live chat online anytime, anywhere. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. At CFirst, together is better. Also by Belzer Equipment, your local New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Lamb Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield dealer in Southern Iowa. And by Boyle and Henderson PC.
Minute 10 to go here in the opening period. Still no score. Sage Walker, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Clayton Keller, Saydell.
Boyle and Henderson PC and Albie and Oscar.
Oh, Sage Walker hits a nice little arm drag there. Gets the two-point takedown right on the edge of the mat. 2-0 now. Sage Walker out in front. Under a minute to go here in the first period.
Sage Walker looked very strong in his semifinal with a 16-6 win over Logan Ingbertson of North Polk.
Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont here trying to get their second state qualifier today.
Yeah, Tyler Landgreen was already through as a runner-up, as he was pretty much dominated, I guess, to put it nicely, in the finals by number one ranked undefeated defending state champion Aiden Reeves of Albia. But yep, he is the runner-up, so he advances, and now Sage Walker trying to get through as well.
39 seconds left to go here in the opening period. Sage Walker still leading 2-0. Had a little headgear issue here. Over on the consolation side, Colton Vest, South Tama County, he's out in front of Logan Ingbertson from North Polk, and Vest has Ingbertson in a pinning combination over there with 15 seconds left. He's out in front, though, 8-0. Back underway here, championship side.
Ingbertson rolls out of it. 3 near fall, though, awarded to Vest of South Tama County, and he leads it 11-0 as they finish up the first period in the consolation.
30 seconds left to go here in the first period. Sage Walker out in front, 2-0. Over Clayton Keller of Sadell. Now, Keller gets in on a nice little reversal there, and he gets a 2-point reversal. It's tied up now. Keller and Walker.
20 seconds to go, opening period. And they work their way out of bounds. 17 seconds to go, first period. 2-2, Sage Walker, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Clayton Keller, Sadell, for the 145-pound district championship. Colton Vest, of South Tama County, leading 13-0 now. Just got a reversal over Logan Ingbertson of North Polk.
Got the near fall count there, and that's going to be a tech fall over there unless he gets the pin. Oh, Sage Walker caught on his back here by Clayton Keller. Clayton Keller's got this in tight on
Walker.
Sage Walker.
Big time trouble here for the sophomore sensation from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Sage Walker on his back, and
he rolls
out
of it. Rolls out of it. Going to get 3 near fall points, though. It's going to be 5-2. Clayton Keller out in front of Sage Walker to go into the second period.
Great job to roll out of that at the end of the period, though, by Sage Walker. He was in all kinds of trouble. Fought out of it right at the end of the period. We'll see if that fires up Sage Walker for this final next 2 minutes.
Just like Clayton Keller done in his semifinal round, he was trailing Colton Vest and caught him just like that in a front headlock and got the pin over Colton Vest. So that's something that Sage Walker needs to be careful of here, is the front headlock of Clayton Keller.
Second period brought to you by Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia.
Walker trying to work up off his base here. Minute 40 to go here in the second period. 5-2 your score. Sage Walker trails Clayton Keller. Now, Clayton Keller got that front headlock locked up again here. He's got Sage Walker on his back.
Again on his back is Sage Walker, and this headlock is tight. Can Walker fight out of this one with a minute 25 to go, second period? Sage Walker again in trouble on his back.
And
trying
that is,
to bridge
that
and
is
roll.
Tight. Clayton Keller has that front headlock locked up tight.
And a lot of time left here, T-Zap. I don't know if Walker can...
Oh,
no!
Pin.
Walker gets pinned! Sage Walker pinned in the finals. 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Your champion is Clayton Keller of Sadell.
And we will see a wrestle back between Sage Walker and Colton Vest. What a matchup that's going to be.
So Sage Walker pinned in the finals in 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Clayton Keller of Sadell, your champion, at 145 pounds as we're midway through the finals here. And Sage Walker will have to regroup quickly and come back a little bit later this afternoon for a true second-place wrestleback. He still can advance the state. He's got to wash this one away, Travis, and regroup.
Yes, he does. And we got Joe Hollenrick at Knoxville coming out here on the consolation side, and he's going to be taking on Dylan Miners of North Polk. And right off the bat, Hollenrick in on a double leg shot here.
And gets the two. With a minute 45 to go in the first period, Hollenrick gets the two, leads it 2-0. The championship is Caleb Swalla of Van Meter, 41-3, a sophomore, against Isaac Judge, South Tama County, 41-2, a senior.
Oh, and Isaac Judge hip tosses Swalla too. He's back here in the championship side. That's a feet to back 5-point move right there. As Isaac Judge has Caleb Swalla on his back, out of bounds.
Now here's a question. Pinning combination there on the very edge of the mat. Swalla was well out of bounds, but Judge, his feet were still in bounds inside the circle. They used to let that go. Now they don't.
They changed that rule now.
Okay.
You know, if it used to be if the person that was being pinned, if their shoulders was beyond the circle, it didn't count. But they've changed that rule now to where if you are and the person in control has control, they still count for near fall points, and you can get pinned even if your shoulders are outside of the circle.
So why right there did they not count with Judge? His feet were in.
He'd already had the three near fall points, and then they ruled him out of bounds.
Okay. All right. Coverage today brought to you as well by Bluff Creek Archery. When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. Hoyt builds their bows so you have a winning experience every time you pull back on that string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hollenrick now has miners tilted here and is going to get near fall points.
And he's going to
take. I don't think he's got him in a pinning combination there, Jamie, but he's gaining near fall points now. Should be three near fall points. Scores could be 5-0 now. Joe Hollenrick out in front of Dylan Miners of North Polk.
5-0 in favor of Hollenrick for all you Knoxville fans out there. And Motor Inn of Knoxville would love to help you find a new or used vehicle. They also service vehicles. They have parts, and they do body work. To see 5 Motor Inn new and used inventories, go to motorinautogroup.com, or you can stop by the Knoxville location right there on Highway 14. Motor Inn can't wait to work for you.
Hollenrake's going to get a couple more near fall points now. He's going to be out in front 7-0. 15 seconds left to go in that opening period.
Action also today brought to you by William Penn University in Oskaloosa. In today's job market, having a degree is more important than ever. William Penn offers programs that Iowa's most sought-after companies are looking for. Visit wmpenn.edu to learn more about William Penn University.
Minute left to go in the championship side. Isaac Judge out in front, 7-0 over Swallow of Van Meter.
Back on the consolation mat, they go to the second period, and Knoxville's Joe Hollenrick leads it 7-0. Let's go to Joe Millage for a Pleasantville 1A district update.
Well, I know that Aiden Reeves and Landgrave match was your key matchup. How about this one, though, in Pleasantville? Chaz Clark and Caleb Reeves on the mat right now. It is the championship bout for weight class 220 in this 1A District 4 matchup. And it's a scoreless tie right now. We just went to period number 2. We're going to wind the clock. It's 0-0. Caleb Reeves, the senior, out of Sigourney, Keota, 47-0. And Chaz Clark, 41-2 out of Pleasantville. He's got the home field advantage, the home crowd, and there's Caleb Reeves, goes up by a point, gets the escape. We'll keep you up to date on this one. Let's go back live to you.
All right, thank you very much, Jay Mill, for keeping us up to date. I know all the listeners out there appreciate that. Here it's Class 2A District 6 action in Knoxville. We're in the finals at 152 pounds. On the consolation side, Joe Hollenrick of Knoxville leading 11-0. Over his opponent, Dylan Miners of North Polk. As the second period is winding down there, 5 seconds to go and counting. Hollenrick in control, 11-0, as they will go to the third and final period. On the championship mat, it is 9-1 in favor of South Tama County's Isaac Judge, who is 41-2 on the year. Albia fans, stay tuned. We're going to try to get your champion, Aiden Reeves, up here shortly to have a discussion after winning the championship at 120 pounds. And still to come at 195 pounds, don't forget, Ben Mason is in the finals for Albia. Isaac Judge. For South Tama County qualifier last year, but did not place. He was fifth in the state in 2016. And he's well in control right now, 11-3 in this 152-pound championship over Caleb Swalla of Van Meter. And over on the third place match, that one ends up the second period, and it's all Joe Hollenrick of Knoxville, 11-0. As Hollenrick will take that lead into the third and final period over Dylan Miners of North Polk. So Hollenrick in very good shape here in the consolation. And he needs...
He needs Caleb Swallow to win here.
He does. But right now, Isaac Judge is trying to make sure that doesn't happen as he leads it 11-3 with a minute 10 to go in that second period for the 152-pound championship. Will Joe Hollenrick get a wrestle back? We'll wait and see, but he has an 11-0 lead with 37 seconds to go in the match, or minute 37 seconds to go in the match. But remember, like we saw with Alex Hannon, never say never.
Never say never. Yep. Swallow here has got control over Judge here. 11-3 your score, under a minute to go here in the second period. Isaac Judge, South Tama County, number one ranked. Caleb Swallow, Van Meter, number eight ranked in the state.
So again, updating Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont fans, if you're just tuning in. Tyler Landgreep has advanced to state as a runner-up at 120 pounds. At 138, Alex Hanna, third place finish today, does not get a wrestle back, even though he won his consolation match. And unfortunately for Hanna, the senior will not make his fourth appearance at the state wrestling tournament next week. And then at 145 pounds, Sage Walker pinned in the finals, and he will get a wrestle back for a true second place finish coming up later.
15 seconds left to go here in the second period. Isaac Judge out in front, 11-3, over Caleb Swallow.
Joe Hollenrake of Knoxville, 50 seconds to go in that consolation match. He leads it 12-0, dominating, but he needs a quick change in the championship bout to get a wrestle back, as he needs Swallow to win. And right now, Swallow is going to go into the third period, trailing 13-3 to Isaac Judge of South Tama County. We're in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth here at Knoxville High School in high fidelity, coming to you on Thunder Country, 96.7 KIIC. With Travis Zapital, my name is Jamie Brockman. Thanks for joining us today. And we've got a Pleasantville 1A district update with Joe Millage.
All right, this update brought to you by Benton Place Apartments. When you're looking for affordable retirement living, check out Benton Place Apartments, a 10-year sports advertiser here at Thunder Country. We're keeping an eye on this weight class 220 and class 1A in Pleasantville. Caleb Reeves currently leads Chaz Clark 3-1. This one's a tight defensive battle here. Caleb Reeves up by 2 points, 3-1, and we just have about a minute left. I don't want to overlook our friends over in Pekin, the Pekin School District just north of Ottumwa. They're having an outstanding day. Let's give you a quick rundown before we go back to Knoxville. Weight class 132, first place, Zach Hammes, or Hams, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Weight class 138, first place, Drake Harbison. These are all Pekin finals here. Weight class 152, first place, Keaton Bayon. And in weight class 160, second place to Caden Baker. And first place in weight class 195, Mason Jewell. Again, one, two, three, four, five wrestlers from Pekin on the way to Wells Fargo Arena next week. And they're not done yet. Still some wrestlebacks and still some wrestling to occur here in class 1A for Pekin. But I wanted to bring you up to speed and up to date on our friends over in Pekin. Let's go back live to you, and let me check real quick. We do have an updated score here, as Caleb Reeves only leads by 1 point, 3-2 over Chaz Clark. This is a Saturday night Wells Fargo match right here. Caleb Reeves gets some back points here, and he now leads 5-2. So we went 3-2. Now 5-2 is our updated score here with 25 seconds left. Caleb Reeves looks to extend his winning record to 48-0. Let's go back live to Knoxville.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe Millage. We're back in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth here in Knoxville. Jamie Brockman alongside Travis Zapital. And the consolation match complete at 152 pounds. Knoxville's Joe Hollenrake, brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville. He wins big, 14-0. Joe Hollenrake dominates Dylan Miners of North Polk in the consolation. However, not looking good for Hollenrake to get a wrestle back, as Isaac Judge of South Tama County leading 13-3 right now over Caleb Swalla of Van Meter. And Hollenrake needs Swalla to win to get a wrestle back opportunity. There's an escape for Swalla, so it'll be 13-4, but only 8 seconds remain in the match as they're back on their feet. Swalla drops down on a single leg, now down to the ankles drops Judge, and that's the way the match will end. So Isaac Judge will be your 152-pound champion for South Tama County, and improve his record to 42-2 with a 13-4 major decision win over Caleb Swalla of Van Meter. Unfortunately, Knoxville fans, for Joe Hollenrake, great third-place match, but that's where he will finish, is third place, and will not advance to the state wrestling tournament for Knoxville. He will finish third. Let's go back to Joe Millage.
Yeah, that final, that does become final, is Caleb Reeves from Sigourney, Keota, will win the weight class 220 as he defeats Chaz Clark by a score of 5-2. Chaz Clark just getting his third loss on the season, and I'm sure everybody now is on their way to the concession stands. They've been waiting all day for that matchup. Caleb Reeves, congratulations, first place 220 on the way to the state wrestling tournament as he goes to 48-0. Back to you.
All right, we're back here at Knoxville High School, and the Panthers' own Cody Ray Smith is on the mat right now, and the Constellations at 160 pounds just about had a fall. He had a takedown and a two-point near fall, and now an escape for his opponent, Sully Hartsook of North Polk. This is for the 160-pound third place match and a chance at a wrestleback. The championship is PCM's Wes Cummings matching up against Cabin Malloy of Williamsburg. Remember, Malloy had a come-from-behind big-time fall in the semifinals to get to this finals. He's facing a very tough Wes Cummings of PCM, though. Now, Cody Ray Smith is in trouble on his back. Just about rolled out of it, got the reversal. Can't get his head out. Now he does. He does get his head out, gets a two-point reversal. So we've got near-fall points and a reversal.
And yeah, Hartsook gets a three-point near fall. That score is going to be 4-6 now in favor of Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. 35 seconds left to go in the opening period.
Actually, it's in favor of Hartsook.
6-6. Tie score now.
There we go. Okay. 28 seconds to go, first period. That's for third place. Big action there with Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. And on the championship, Wes Cummings of PCM. And he's in control 2-0. With under a minute to go in the second period. The first period, excuse me. 2-0, Cummings of PCM, and he's got the legs locked in around the waist. And he turns him and gets the fall. Wes Cummings of PCM, your 160-pound champion, with a fall, a minute 16 in the finals.
Cody Ray Smith, if he can win this consolation side of this bracket here, he will find himself in a wrestleback opportunity. So Knoxville faithful out there listening, root on Cody Ray Smith. 6-6 score here to start the second period.
This match brought to you again by Motor Inn of Knoxville, also by Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. More than a shopping center, it's the heart of downtown Oskaloosa. Just off the square, Penn Central Mall has what you and your family look for. You need a last minute gift, they've got them. You need a wardrobe update, they've got them. Need a host site for an event or a meeting? Think of Penn Central Mall. That's Penn Central Mall, just off the square in downtown Oskaloosa.
And real quick, guys, just a couple of basketball items here. Iowa State knocks off number 17, Oklahoma, 88-80 this afternoon. And tonight at 5 o'clock, a regional girls basketball game that's been moved up from the 7 o'clock, probably due to the snow. Albia and Clark at 5 p.m. Todd Ratliff will have the call here on KIIC. Again, Albia and Clark moving from 7 o'clock to 5 o'clock for that regional girls basketball tournament. Back live to you.
Smith of Knoxville. He got the high crotch takedown straight to the back and got the fall. And it comes 2 minutes and 42 seconds in, and he will get a wrestle back. T-Zap at 162 pounds for Knoxville's Cody Ray Smith. He's still alive for a state tournament berth.
Yep, he'll have to take on Kevin Malloy from Williamsburg, who defeated Cody Ray Smith last week in the sectional. So Cody Ray Smith, maybe a chance for some redemption here at 160 pounds.
What an impressive finish there, though, by Cody Ray Smith.
Wow. Moving on into 170, championship side, Lucas Rowland, Prairie City Monroe, number two ranked in the state, and he's going to be taking on Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, a 36-8 junior.
Another Panther on the mat here for the hometown crowd.
And on the consolation side, Tucker Stanerson of Williamsburg will be taking on Caleb Button of Van Meter. Underway here, Roland Meyer, PCM in Knoxville. Kobe Meyer trying to work some hand control here. Lucas Roland gains the 2-1 on the left side. Drops down. Kobe Meyer does a nice job putting in those underhooks and keeping him from getting the takedown. Now rolling in on a deep single leg, gets the two-point takedown. Roland leads 2-0.
Shot the double leg, didn't have it, switched off to the tight single leg. Beautifully done there by Lucas Rowland to take the quick 2-0 lead here, 30 seconds into the match. Let's quick go to Joe Millage.
Yeah, we are keeping an eye on several different district tournaments today and keeping an eye on Pleasantville, Fairfield, and others. And we failed to catch it, that Caleb Reeves actually pinned Chaz Clark at 5:35. This was just as the match was ending. Again, Caleb Reeves with the pin over Chaz Clark with 5:35 left. Thanks to Chad Dye for helping us out with that and catching our mistake there. Back to you guys.
Wow, that was one of the highlight matches of the entire state of Iowa today, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And way to go, Caleb Reeves of Sigourney Kyoto. That is a statement. It is now 5-0 in favor of Lucas Rowland of PCM. 48 seconds to go, first period, 170-pound championship here at Class 2A District 6 in Knoxville. And there's the escape for Kobe Meyer of Knoxville. It's now 5-1.
Caleb,
we've got a pin in progress over on the consolation side as Van Meters, Caleb Button, gets the pin over Tucker Sanderson of Williamsburg.
So what that means, all these people around us are these Knoxville fans. They just went crazy when Caleb Button got that pin, because no matter what happens now on the championship side, Kobe Meyer will qualify for the state tournament.
And it'll be his first appearance at Wells Fargo Arena. Way to go, Kobe Meyer. There's a two-point takedown for Lucas Rowland. And now a near fall count going here as the first period comes to an end. Near fall points will be awarded 3. So we'll go to the second period with Lucas Rowland of PCM leading 10-1 over Kobe Meyer of Knoxville. But as Travis just mentioned, both of these wrestlers will go to the state wrestling tournament. No wrestle back at 170. Not sure if Meyer knows that yet or not, but he soon will.
Well, if Meyer would win, there would be a wrestle back between Rowland and Button.
But either way, Meyer is going to state.
Either way, Kobe Meyer is qualified for the state tournament.
Single leg shot here by Rowland, and he's able to take it down to the mat and finish it. 12-1 now. Rowland with the major decision advantage right now. A minute 30 to go in the second period over Kobe Meyer of Knoxville. But again, Meyer will advance the state regardless, win or lose, in this championship. Up to his feet, Meyer breaks the hands and gets the escape, and they work their way off the mat. 12-2. Lucas Rowland of PCM leading. Kobe Meyer of Knoxville working on getting Aiden Reeves of Albia to come up to the broadcast booth here and chat with us. He's your 120-pound district champion today, now 46-0, number one ranked, headed back to Wells Fargo for the third straight year, looking for his second straight championship. Two more for Lucas Rowland as he gets the takedown there on Kobe Meyer, 14-2 now for the PCM Mustang, and now he works the tilt, gets the count, 3 more near fall coming, and that should end the match, and it will. 17-2 is your final. Lucas Rowland of PCM is your champion. But what you hear is the Knoxville fans cheering on Kobe Meyer, who will be your runner-up at 170 and advance on to the state wrestling tournament. Congratulations, PCM and Knoxville, your 170-pound qualifiers. Lucas Rowland, the champion, now 43-1, ranked number 2 in the state. And Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, 38-8, both advancing to the state wrestling tournament. We go to 182 pounds. Jaron Trausch of PCM and Dalton Rosenberg of South Tama County are your finalists. The consolation match is Gage Hayes in favor of Williamsburg and Trevor Sprague of Sadell. Coming up, Albia fans. Next weight class at 195 pounds, Ben Mason will be in the finals in a rematch from the sectionals with Josh Holub of Williamsburg. That's coming up. We're 30 seconds into the championship match. No score yet. Nobody's attempted a shot. And now working it down to the mat is Rosenberg. But they'll go out of bounds before anybody can gain control. No points. Still neutral back to the middle. We've got several wrestlebacks that are coming up as well. So we're nowhere near done yet today here at Knoxville. Stay with us on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. Live high school wrestling coverage coming your way. High fidelity on Thunder Country with Travis Zappadal. I'm Jamie Brockman. We're live at Knoxville High School, Class 2A, District 6. Oh, nice snap down, take down to the mat, but no points awarded yet by Jaron Trouse of PCM, as Rosenberg was able to roll through it. And now Trouse stays with it and is able to get the two on the edge of the mat. Nicely done by Trouse. Right back up to his feet, though, and into a single leg of his own is Rosenberg.
Trouse has got to be careful, though, hanging on there to the hips like that. That's a easy stall call for...
Now a big roll attempt there on the
He's
edge
gonna
of the mat.
He's going to get an escape. Going to give Rosenberg the escape on that.
And the PCM coach immediately up calling the referee's attention. He disagrees. It was right in front of the PCM head coach, and he wants to talk about it. The officials confer. They give the point. The head official not even... Okay, now he does come out. I say he was just completely ignoring the PCM coach. Wasn't even going to come talk to him, and now he does.
Over on the consolation side, we've got Trevor Sprague of Saydell taking on Gage Hasenfaber of Williamsburg. And there's no score in that consolation match right now.
So they did give the one-point escape to Rosenberg. The two coaches are fighting it out now with the head official. And looks like the call is going to stand. So 1 point to Rosenberg. 2-1, Jaron Trouse, PCM with the advantage. 30 seconds to go in the first period. On the feet. Rosenberg won by fall in the... both wrestlers won by fall in the semifinals. Second period.
Off the edge of the mat. 15 seconds left to go. 2-1 your score. Trouse in front of Rosenberg. Number 7, Jaron Trouse. Number 9, Dalton Rosenberg.
1-0 in the consolation match. A minute 38 to go, second period.
Paul Trouse gets a takedown here, and he's got Rosenberg on his back.
Yeah,
four,
he's got a tight
left.
Headlock. Tight headlock here, and Rosenberg rolls out and reverses it.
Time's going to expire, and there's going to be two near fall points, two takedown points for Trouse, and two reversal points for...
And again, the coaches are disagreeing. I don't know that they awarded all those points. PCM coach is... really on the official here.
Are you kidding? Jesus.
Yeah, we
but you're right. It should be two takedown, two near fall, and then two reversal all in about the last 6 seconds of that match.
Should be.
It
should be.
It happened so fast, they haven't put any of it on the scoreboard yet at all. And the PCM coach is going nuts right now, T-Zap.
All of them are. All three of them are.
And they should be.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
no points have been on the scoreboard at all, and they were... they were already flipping for a second period decision.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it should have been a two takedown, two near fall for Trouse, and then a two reversal.
So it should be 8-5 in favor of Trouse going into the second period.
Yes.
They should just come ask us. We can clear this up real quick.
We can keep this show on the road. Over on the consolation side, 1-1 is the score. 50 seconds left to go in the second period for Gage Hasenfaber of Williamsburg taking on Trevor Sprague of Saydell. And Sprague has a high single leg in on Hasenfaber here, trying to get the trip with 30 seconds left to go. Drops down to the double leg. Hasenfaber does a nice job sprawling back out on it. No points yet. And now Hasenfaber is going to try to turn that into his own. And both wrestlers get separation.
Whoa.
Back to their feet.
All right, so they're going back to the mat on the championship, and the score shows 6-3 in favor of Trouse.
Yeah.
So they only gave him two.
No, they gave you, it should have been, the score when it all happened was 2-1.
Okay.
And then they gave Trouse the two takedown and the two near fall, and they gave Rosenberg.
Okay, so
the
they
two,
got it right.
They got it right now. Okay. It's 6-3 is the score.
Okay, I was looking at the score that said 4-3. I was thinking it should be 8-5.
The only points they had on there was the takedown for Rosenberg and the takedown for Trouse, and they didn't have the near fall points awarded there yet.
Okay.
Back underway now. Minute 38 to go here in the second period. 6-3 your score, Rosenberg. South Tama County, Trouse, Prairie City, Monroe.
Duck under attempt there by Trouse. Now he's working on a double leg, can't do anything with it. Still locked up. Now, oh, nice. On the edge of the mat. 2 points, Jaron Trouse. Nice. Right on the very edge of the mat. Now the South Tama coach going nuts.
We're having a coaches or an official meeting here, and so far we're batting 1,000 up here, Jamie, and that should have been a 2-point takedown there awarded, and it wasn't. They wiped it off, and now the Prairie City Monroe coach is wondering why that was waved off.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. His feet were clearly inbounds. That is a takedown. Absolutely no question about it.
Had 100% control.
This is the another heated discussion between officials and PCM coach. And I expect soon the South Tama County coach will get involved in this. Nope. They're not giving the points. No points.
Let it stand. Minutes 15 to go here in the second period.
Trouse leads it 6-3. Should have been two. No! He just got caught and taken to his back, but quickly out of it is Trouse. No count. No count, Trouse. Trouse avoided a disaster right there and right back up to the feet.
On the consolation side, has in favor from Williams. But
now Trouse, takedown to the back. Trouse has Rosenberg on his back. The count is on, and Rosenberg rolls out of it. Two takedown, three near fall. 11-3, Jaron Trouse.
Hasenfaber gets the pin over Trevor Sprague at Sadell. So right now, Hasenfaber becoming a big fan of Jaron Trouse.
What a finals match here, though, at 182 pounds. Jaron Trouse.
Jaron Trouse holds on to the win here. We will see a wrestle back at 182 pounds.
Now Trouse is working the half Nelson, trying to turn Rosenberg here. He's got him over again. Count started. He's got him flattened out. That is a pin.
Albia fans, hang on tight. Ben Mason will be coming up here next at 195 pounds at the championship match.
Well, they don't call the pin, and Rosenberg rolls out of it momentarily, but the pinning combination is still in progress as Trouse brings him over again. 2 seconds, 1 second, second period winds down. Three more near fall for Jaron Trouse, and he's going to go into the third period leading 14-3 over Dalton Rosenberg of South Tama County. Jaron Trouse has been extremely impressive here, twice with takedown near fall simultaneously in this match.
Two different times he's went feet to back for five-point moves.
Yep. But also give a little credit to Rosenberg for fighting off these falls.
Yeah, doing a great job of keeping off of his back and not giving up the pin.
Third period underway. Final 2 minutes of this one. Jaron Trouse of PCM leading 14-3. Rosenberg lifts him up. Trouse started down, by the way, in the third period. Trouse lifted him up, almost put him on his back as he took him down to the mat.
Big time mat return there for Dalton Rosenberg. Now he's just going to cut him.
Yep.
15-3 is your score here. Minute 25 to go in the third period.
I'm not sure I want to be on the feet if I'm Rosenberg, but
yeah.
I mean, Trouse has pretty much dominated in the neutral.
You know,
position.
And here's the thing, too. You know, Hasenfaber made a quick match out of Trevor Sprague over there on the consolation side. And if Jaron Trouse holds on for the win here, how much gas is Dalton Rosenberg going to have to come back in a consolation match?
Here's Rosenberg looking for the throw, slips off, and
he's going to get the takedown.
He does end up with a takedown, then he cuts him right away. So 16-5, your score. Trouse shoots in, nothing there. Fleury on the edge of the mat, they'll roll out. No points, and it's going to be 16-5.
Yeah, Rosenberg, though, he's looking for that last-minute throw here. He's trailing by 11 points with 45 seconds left to go. So,
but as you know, you can live and you can die by the throw.
Absolutely.
He almost died right there. 40 seconds remain in this match. Jaron Trouse leading at 16-5 for the PCM Mustangs over South Tama County's Dalton Rosenberg. Snap down attempt by Rosenberg. Trouse catches him. He's got him flat down. There's
pin.
A fall for Jaron Trouse. 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Jaron Trouse of PCM, your 182-pound champion.
We will see a wrestle back between Dalton Rosenberg and Gage Hasenfaber of Williamsburg here in the wrestle backs. 195 pounds, getting ready to take the mat right now. Albia, Ben Mason. He's going to be taking on Josh Holub, who... Josh Holub and Ben Mason went to the end there last weekend, and Ben Mason ended up going down by a fall, but Ben Mason was in that match all the way to the end. So,
all right, this match brought to you by Benton Place. When you're looking for affordable retirement living, check out Benton Place Apartments. Benton Place and all the residents proud to sponsor Albia Athletics. Also by Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia, proud sponsors of the Albia Athletics, and they wish the wrestlers good luck this season. Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Also proud to sponsor Albia Wrestling on Thunder Country.
Oh, and on the consolation side, Noah Anderson from Prairie City Monroe gets the quick pin over Noah Hale of Van Meter. So Noah Anderson now sitting in that, waiting to see what happens on this championship side for a wrestleback.
Very quick pin there for Noah Anderson of PCM. Takes care of business. Now he gets to rest up and watch as Ben Mason of Albia goes head-to-head with Josh Hollup of Williamsburg. As Travis mentioned, just a week ago, these two went ahead for the sectional championship. Went the distance. Should be a good one.
Off the edge of the mat we go. Minute left to go. No score. Ben Mason, Albia. Josh Hollup, number 7 ranked. Class 2A, 195 pound.
Locked up. Center mat. Albia brought two wrestlers to the district today. They got one through already with Aiden Reeves as champion. Trying to go 2-for-2 here today with Ben Mason at 195-pound championship. Consolation quick pin for Noah Anderson of PCM.
There's Ben Mason attempt. Tries to hit that Kelly, but Hall does a nice job of catching that back arm. Going to see a potentially dangerous here.
Yeah, he's really stretching out that arm of Mason.
Yep. Coach Winger giving him some advice, telling him to keep that elbow in when you go in on that shot.
29 seconds to go in the first period. No score yet. 195-pound championship. Ben Mason of Albia trying to punch his ticket to Wells Fargo Arena next week. So, if Mason wins...
We will not see a wrestleback.
It would not be a wrestleback. But if Hollup wins, then Mason would have to wrestle back to get to state. But,
yep, he would have to wrestle Noah Anderson of Prairie City. Time's going to expire here in the first period. 0-0 score.
Again, these wrestlers just went head-to-head a week ago, so they know each other well. Not a whole lot of action there in that first period. Neither one wanting to give anything up to the other.
Yep.
So we'll start the second period with Hollup in the down position, and riding will be Mason. Quick sit-out switch there. In on the legs for Hollup. Sprawled out is Mason. Back up to the feet. Hollup still up. Down to the back goes Mason. 2-point takedown and near fall coming here for Hollup. Mason is in trouble. He is on his back. Ben Mason on his back here for the Albia Blue Demons, trying to fight out of it. And he does. He gets over to his belly, but it's a 2-point takedown, 3-point near fall for Josh Hollup of Williamsburg. He takes a 5-0 lead. Actually, a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, got the escape and then the quick takedown. 6-0. Ben Mason finds himself on his belly here. He needs to get up to his base. Find a way to get out from underneath of Josh Hollup.
Quick explosion to start the period there by Hollup. 6 points in less than 30 seconds. Escape, takedown, near fall. And he's now riding Hollup, or Mason rather. Ben is up to his base, but he's got his head down on the mat. Flattening him out is Hollup. One up top, now comes around behind. 50 seconds to go, second period. Hollup of Williamsburg leads Ben Mason of Albia. 6-0, there's the escape for Mason as he got up to his feet, spun around.
Not sure why they got the score to 8-1 yeah. Now, but...
Should be 6-1, I think. Unless we missed something. 30 seconds to go, second period. Scoreboard shows 8-1 in favor of Hollup. Not sure, though, where that last 2 points came from. Back neutral. 20 seconds to go, second period. Off the mat they go. Yeah, I did not see that last 2 points unless...
Yeah. The secondary official just confirmed that score with Coach Winger. So that is your score, 8-1. Ben Mason trails here with 15 seconds left to go in the second period. A little blood timeout.
Blood timeout here for Mason. So Ben Mason of Albia trailing it right now, 8-1. In the second period. If Mason is not victorious, there will be a wrestleback opportunity for Mason. He would still have an opportunity to become the second Blue Demon wrestler to advance on to the state wrestling tournament. Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Take it to them or they'll come to you. Double D has an on-site repair. Call Double D Repair for all your large and small equipment repairs. 777-6754 for Double D Repair, southeast of Albia. First Iowa State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of Albia Wrestling. First Iowa State Bank, hometown value, hometown service. For all your lending needs, let First Iowa State Bank help you. Still in blood time here in this championship matchup.
Let's send it over to Joe here, and Joe, give us a Pleasantville and Fairfield update.
All right. Waiting for.
I'm not for sure what the back of the head have been is bleeding there, so I'm not for sure if we had a little incidental headbutt or what, but we're working on the backside of his head there.
Now Ben ready to come back out to the mat, puts the headgear back on. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications. From herbicides to insecticides, Zapital Spraying Service will feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that ruin your bottom line. Give Travis a call, 777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia.
Back underway, under 10 seconds here in the second period. Now they have the score clock changed back to 6-1, so I'm not for sure what the deal is there, but
there's been some funky scoring going on today here in Knoxville, I'll say that.
Yep.
No disrespect to anybody, but yeah, there's been a lot of disputes on scores and time and things like that.
Yep, Ben Mason's going to start third period here in the down position.
Trailing 6-1, Ben Mason of Albia, he's got to get out quick and go to work on the offensive end.
Now Hall trying to chin him back here. Mason gets up to his feet here, going to get the escape. It's 6-2. Minute 44 left to go here in the final period.
Back on the feet here for Ben Mason of Albia. Looking for a championship or a wrestleback, either or here for Ben Mason of Albia. Obviously, he'd like to get the
win.
Now
Mason in on a single leg shot. He's got it elevated here. Dragging back in towards the center of the mat.
Right on the edge here.
Olive doing a nice job of wizarding on that left arm. But Ben's got that single leg in there tight. Now that
finishes it. Well,
it's got to be at 2 points there on the edge of the mat, but nope, they're going to call him back up to the center. Neutral position.
I just don't like that.
Yeah.
I just don't like that, Travis. His feet were in. I think that's two. Let's go to Joe real quick.
Yeah, real quick. This update brought to you by Crazy Metal Art. Hey, congratulations, Will Martin. Gets second place, goes on to state next week for Moravia. He gets the win over his BGM opponent with a pin in 3:59. So Will Martins, your second place finisher in weight class 113, and your Moravia wrestler on the state.
All right, thanks for the update, Joe Millage. We're back here live at Knoxville High School, Class 2A District 6 Finals, 195 pounds. Ben Mason of Albia trailing 7-2. To his opponent, Josh Hullab of Williamsburg. And there's two from Mason. He gets the takedown there, and it's now 7-4, and Mason going to work on top with 40 seconds to go in this match.
Yeah, now Ben Mason needs to really understand where he's at and with the clock here. He doesn't need to let that time clock run away. He needs to maybe cut him here and try to go for a feet-to-back move. He's down by 3 points.
Neither wrestler's been warned for stalling here, so
yep.
Hullab does have some advantage in that category on the bottom right now. 20 seconds. Time is running away here from Ben Mason in this 195-pound championship. He's got Hullab flattened out of the mat.
He's working a single wing, though. He's going to try to walk the head here. 8 seconds left. He's going to run out of time, though.
Yeah.
As Ben Mason's going
to... He's coming around to the head, but he's not going to be able to finish it and turn it into anything. And time runs out. Time runs out on Ben Mason of Albia. 7-4 will be your final. And your champion will be Josh Hullab of Williamsburg. He's your champ. And Ben Mason will get a wrestle back at 195 pounds. He'll face Noah Anderson of PCM, who got a fall in less than 20 seconds in the consolation match.
Yep.
So Albia PCM in a 195-pound wrestle back.
220-pound class coming up here. Got the championship side. Knoxville's Chase Bellin going to be taking on Isaac Major of Williamsburg, and these two met last week, and Bellin come out on top with the sectional championship. So once again, we're seeing a repeat of last week's sectional.
Tyler Erdman of Van Meter and Jade Spencer of Sheraton are your consolation match competitors. We'll bounce back and forth, keep you up to date on both of those.
Both wrestlers here in a head tie. Now Bellin drops down on a single leg. Measure does a nice job of spelling out of it. Off the edge of the mat we go here.
When you need parts for anything that moves, check out Goff and Nash. Napa Auto Parts in Albia. They carry a full line of belts, hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Oh, nice.
Oh, Bellin in on
double
deep.
Double whip takedown deep and lifted him up and took him right down to the mat there by Bellin of Knoxville.
Big double leg takedown for Chase Bellin now. 2-0 leads. Minute 15 to go here on the edge of the mat. Out of bounds.
Let the staff at Goff and Nash Napa Auto Parts in Albia help you get it right the first time with Napa know-how.
Off the whistle here. Major hits a quick stand-up. Gets the escape. 2-1 your score now. Chase Bellin of Knoxville out in front.
Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola, proud sponsor of our wrestling coverage as well on Thunder Country KIC. If you're in the market for a new or used camper, be sure you go to the Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola. They're on Highway 92 just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com. 2-1 in this 220-pound championship. Chase Bellin of Knoxville. 41-7 on the year, a senior with the lead over Isaac Mazur of Williamsburg, a senior 39-10. 30 seconds to go in the opening period, both wrestlers on their feet. Mazur looking for the throw, now trip, edge of the mat, and they slide off. Hey. 20 seconds remain, first period. Nice. Outside single shot there by Bellin. Can he take it down to the mat? He does not. They roll out of bounds. No points. All right, Albia fans. We have our champion up here to visit with us. We'll let him get the headset on, and we're going to talk right now with... Absolutely. Let me turn you up here, reach around you. We have our 120-pound district champion, 46-0 on the year, number one ranked, Mr. Aiden Reeves is with us. Aiden, congratulations. What a performance today.
Thank you. Just feeling pretty good, you know, just going out there and doing what we have to do. So,
did you even work up a sweat today?
I did, you know. That finals match, you know, Tyler gave me a good look and a good feel. You know, he was attacking, you know, as I was attacking, and I felt good. I was flowing pretty well, and I'm really looking forward to next week.
Yeah, well, obviously you and Tyler know each other well. You've wrestled a lot throughout your youth and into high school. Tell me what your thoughts were going into that final.
You know, I've kind of been in contact with Tyler the last couple weeks, and, you know, once assignments came out for districts and stuff, and, you know, the plan was just me and him in the finals and at sectionals and districts, and, I mean, I'm glad we got to see that because, you know, I want to see other kids in the area, you know, that I train with have the success, and, you know, it's awesome that, you know, we were given the opportunity to wrestle 2 weeks in a row like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're both advanced to state. I know you're happy for Tyler there. You may face each other again at the Well next week.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be awesome.
What's your takedown count to now this year?
I know coming in today, I was leading the state. I was beating Brands. I always keep track of that, but I was beating Brands, I think, by 19, so I should be about... I was at 259 coming in, so probably close to 270.
Yeah, 270-0.
Yeah. And one.
And one.
You've been taken down once, huh?
Yep. I-35 tournament. It was actually the kid who was on the other side of the bracket from Van Meter. He's in my bracket today, and Landry had a pretty good match with him. So that's the one kid. Coach Helm always gives me a hard time about it, you know, that's being the one kid. So,
well, so congratulations on the championship, and what are you looking for next week? What's coming your way?
I'm just looking forward to getting back up there, man. You know, it's what we train for, you know, all summer and all year, and, you know, it's the pinnacle. So it's just getting up there and, you know, soaking it in, enjoying every moment of it, because, man, I'm almost three-fourths of the way through my high school career. It's going pretty fast.
It is, absolutely. So you only have a few days, obviously, to prep and prepare for state as you get underway on Thursday. So what is your main focus in the room Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before you leave for Des Moines?
It's just getting the body where it needs to be, you know, whether it's, you know, whether I have something I need to rest a little bit, you know, you need to do that. So it's not going in and banging on each other and, you know, beating each other up the next couple of days, but it's more preparation, going in and sharpening the things we need to sharpen. It's always constant improvement. You know, we're not going to sit back and let these next couple of days go by without getting some work in, but it's just specialty work going forward.
Absolutely. One other question for you. You know, obviously youth wrestling is big in Albion with Young Bucks and even over in Eddyville with their two programs. What advice do you give to the young kids out there to get where you are? I know you worked your tail off to get where you are today, so what advice do you have for the youngins?
Yeah, I just want to give a big thanks, firstly, to all the people that have given for me to have the opportunity to do the things that I do. You know, there's a lot of people that gave up a lot of free time to give to me, and you know, I'm looking forward to giving back eventually, but if I'd have any advice, it's just to buy into what your coaches are saying, you know, because it does pay off and it does work out, and you're going to have your lows and you're going to have your highs, but just keep pounding, man, because it's going to pay off.
All right. Congratulations again on another sectional and district championship, and hopefully a week from now, a state championship.
Yep, look forward to talking to you guys soon. Have a good one. Thank you.
We'll see if we can get Ben there with you, too.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. That is your 120-pound Albion Blue Demon champion for the third time, Aiden Reeves. He's going back to Wells Fargo Arena looking for his second state championship. Meanwhile, back to action at 220 pounds. We have got a match going on, T-Zap. And while I was talking to Aiden there, you were watching this one close. Update us.
Yeah, Major from Williamsburg took down Bellin, and then Bellin got the escape and the takedown, and we're right now tied 4-4.
All the Knoxville fans.
With a minute 12 to go in the third period.
All the Knoxville fans are right in front of us, so this gym is as loud as it can be right now as they cheer on Chase Bellin at 220 pounds. 4-4, 1 minute to go in that 220-pound championship match.
Yeah, both wrestlers on their feet here. Under a minute left. Bellin tries to drop down on a shot. Major does a nice job of sprawling out of it.
Out of bounds they go. Who won the consolation?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, we were watching this one and talking with Aiden there, so I apologize. We'll try to get that to you here in a moment. Let's go to Joe real quick here. Joe, we got 40 seconds left. Wait a minute. We're on a takedown here. And Bellin, he took him down, but they roll out of bounds, and no points awarded. Oh, man, so close there for Chase Bellin of Knoxville, but no points. They stay neutral. 33 seconds left, Joe. We're going to keep it right here, but we'll come to you as soon as we're done. 30 seconds to go. 4-4. 220-pound championship. Chase Bellin of Knoxville. Isaac Mazur of Williamsburg on their feet. 20 seconds to go.
Off the
Mazur
edge of the
looks
mat.
For the trip on the edge of the mat, but they Bellin. Go off the mat.
Bellin's going to get called for stalling there. Backing out.
Oh, that's a big call.
That is a big call.
10 seconds remain. 4-4. Bellin in on a shot. How's that not stalling? How is that? He completely backed away about 5-6 feet till they were out of bounds, and they don't call it. But they just did on Bellin. And we're down to 5 seconds. Still neutral. Again, Mazur backing away. No call. And time, well, they got a bounce of 1 second. So we're going to go to overtime at 220 pounds. Do you agree with me, though?
I mean, yeah, there should have been a warning on the other side there, too. So, Joe, let's get your quick update. We're going to get set here for overtime.
All right, we'll leave you guys on live so we don't miss any action, but we do want to let you know that Tyler Strasser does not make it. He is the loser on the second-place match in Pleasantville here and will not be joining Jarrett Stodgel from North Mahaska, but a great season for Mr. Strasser nonetheless. We'll have an update from Nick Martin from Moravia coming up as soon as we can get the next chance at a feedback over here.
All right, thank you, Joe. We'll come to you as soon as we can. So we're in overtime number one, 1 minute period, 4-4. They start neutral. Chase Bellin of Knoxville has been warned for stalling. Isaac Mazur of Williamsburg has not been warned. We're down to 30 seconds. Bellin in on a single leg, and he's going to finish. Drags him back in bounds and finishes it and gets the win. Wow. Chase Bellin of Knoxville, 220-pound champion. Way to go, Chase Bellin. Overtime winner, 6-4. Travis, he had the single leg on the edge of the mat. Mazur was trying to get out of bounds. Bellin said not this time, drug him back in, took him down, and got the win in OT.
Yeah, and they just said there will not be a wrestle back at 220 pounds, so Isaac Mazur will be your runner-up at 220 pounds.
All right, so Chase Bellin of Knoxville, 220-pound champion, on to state. Second Knoxville wrestler to advance to state today. And again, Isaac Mazur, Williamsburg, will be your runner-up and also advance. All right, Joe, quickly, what do you got as we go to heavyweight?
Sure. Back in Pleasantville in weight class 145, it's Nick Martin on the mat right now. He is now up 4-0 over Stetson Baker from Wayne of Corden. So Nick Martin, and this is the second place matchup, the second place match. So the winner of this match will be the runner up on weight class 145. Nick Martin currently up 4-0. That's your Moravia wrestler looking to join Will Martin, who also finished second earlier today and will be headed to Wells Fargo Arena for the Moravia Mohawks. We'll keep an eye on this one. There's a minute 39 left in period number two.
All right, thanks again for the update, Joe Millage. We're now into the finals match. We do have several wrestlebacks that are going to be coming up to determine true second place finishers and state qualifiers, so stick around. We've got several of those to come. Right now, we're at 285. Your final is Darren Sesker of Van Meter, 30-7, a sophomore, and Mario Moncada of South Tama County, a senior, who's 30-17. Moncada had to go into double overtime and got a 4-3 win in the semifinals to get to this finals match.
Yeah, over on the consolation side, we've got Sheraton's Taylor Gooden, and he's taking on Williamsburg's Cole Kermeens. Cole Kermeens, Melrose family native, though, from Southern Iowa, so... Two Southern Iowa natives going at it.
Coverage brought to you by GMP Insurance. Who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. Stop in or call GMP Insurance in Albia, 932-3171 for GMP Insurance.
Championship side here, under 10 seconds left to go. No score in the opening period. Moncada wildly takes a shot there and ends up in the bleachers.
So North Mahaska fans, Jarrett Stodgill is on to state for his second time in his 3 years. Unfortunately, Strasser unable to qualify, as Joe just informed you. But McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon proud to sponsor North Mahaska. And all of our wrestling coverage here on Thunder Country. For all your farm and home supplies, check out McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon. It's just a short drive from your place, McGriff's.
Start the second period here with Sesker in the down position. Mancata covers. Now Sesker gets the escape. It's 1-0. 285-pound championship. Taylor Good gets a takedown. Over on the consolation side, he's out in front of Cole Kermeens now, 2-0. Taylor Good from Sheraton.
And he was so close to a semifinals win, fell in double overtime, 4-3, so he's really hoping for a wrestle back. Knoxville has two wrestlers in to the state tournament and a chance, I think, for a third, right? Cody Ray Smith, I think, has a wrestle back coming up for Knoxville. Ben Mason has a wrestle back for Albia. Sage Walker has a wrestle back for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Lots of wrestling action left here
in
Knoxville.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. It's been a great district tournament. You can really feel the intensity in the gym today. You've seen the coaches, disagree with calls many, many times, come to the scorer's table or call the officials' attention, fighting for their wrestlers. I mean, that's what it's all about.
The come-from-behind wins today, though, has really stood out to me.
Yeah, and the most exciting one has to be Alex Hanna in the consolations. Although Alex Hanna had to settle for a third-place finish, does not get a wrestle back, and will not advance the state. What a consolation match win by Alex Hanna. He was on his back, and in my opinion, was pinned. Again, no disrespect to the Rocket fans. I think he was pinned, but they let it go. And he fought back, reversed it, and immediately put his opponent on his back and stuck him about 20 seconds later. It was impressive.
Yep, 20 seconds left to go over here in the second period in the consolation side. And Good's got his opponent, Cole Kermeens, on his back here, getting near fall points. It's 4-0. Taylor Good out in front of Kermeens. But he's got Kermeens on his back here, and he's got a chicken wing locked up. He's got Kermeens stretched out.
Time's going to run out on him, though, it looks like. He will get the near fall. So he'll go into the third period. Taylor Good of Sheraton leading 7-0 in the consolation match at 285.
On the championship side, 5 seconds left to go in the second period.
So Taylor Good needs Mario Moncada to win this finals match to get a wrestle back. Let's go to Joe Millage for an update on 2A action in Fairfield.
Yeah, unfortunately, luck has run out, gentlemen, for Centerville as Steve Wardlow falls to Krillenberg, and that's from Davenport Assumption. So looks like Wardlow will finish in third place and will not advance, but four of Centerville's five wrestlers will go to state next week. This update brought to you by Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty.
Not bad when you can get four of five through in the district tournament. Congratulations to Centerville and
yeah,
the Big Reds.
Yeah, congratulations to the Big Reds down there. You know, they've kind of went through some struggles here in the last couple, 3 years in their wrestling program, but boy, they really got things firing on all cylinders down there now. So we really look forward to seeing them and what they bring to the state tournament next week.
Centerville Produce, proud to sponsor coverage of Centerville and area wrestling on Thunder Country. Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition invites you to stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5. To find out more about superior product for the animals in your life, Centerville Produce.
Darren Sesker's going to get called for stalling here, and it's going to tie this match up now. Mario Moncada, South Tama County, tied 1-1 with Darren Sesker of Van Meter.
And Taylor Good of Sheraton leading 7-1 with 1 minute to go in his consolation match at 285. And he's hoping to hang on and win here in the final minute. He needs Marcato to win this final to get a wrestle back. And right now they're tied 1-1, Sesker and Moncada. Van Meter and South Tama County. 45 seconds to go in that championship match. Who's going to be the one to make a move here?
Moncada's going to get called for stalling now, and it's going to be a point awarded to Sesker. It's going to be 2-1 now.
Yeah, Sesker is just pushing Moncada all over the mat here, and when you get pushed around that easy and back up, they're going to nail you for stalling. Oh, good. Just about got caught on his back there, quickly rolled out of it.
Cole Cremines gives up the two-point takedown to Taylor Good now. 9-1. Taylor Good is shirting out in front of Cole Cremines.
I tell you what, I don't think Moncada has anything left in that gas tank. It doesn't look like it. He's just 10 seconds to go, and he's not doing anything. I mean, he's not doing a thing, and looks like he's going to be content just to fall here 2-1, and he will get the runner-up finish. He will go to state, but I don't think he's got anything left right now. It doesn't look like it.
No, Moncada tries a shot here off the whistle. Sesker does a nice job of sprawling out, turning it into no points on the edge of the mat.
Yep, took him down on the mat, but right out of the right past the out-of-bounds circle. And so your 285 champion will be Darren Sesker of Van Meter, and Mario Moncada of South Tama County will be your runner-up in advance to state. There will not be a wrestleback at 285 pounds, even though Taylor Good of Sheraton won his match 9-1, so he will finish third. Taylor Good of Sheraton will not wrestle back. He'll finish third and unfortunately not advance to state in his senior year.
Yep, big 113-pound wrestleback coming out right now, Brock Beck.
All right, so we're going right into the wrestlebacks here, folks.
Taking on Colter Winderholt of Van Meter.
How many wrestlebacks do we have?
113. We have 126.
38.
Yep. 45. Go ahead, Joe. Let's send it to Joe here at Pleasantville for a quick update.
Yeah, sure. We were talking to you earlier about Nick Martin ahead in his match. He does win. He gets the second place finish for Moravia in weight class 145. So it'll be Nick Martin joining Will Martin from Moravia and the Mohawks. Nick Martin, weight class 145, moves up to 39-8 on the season. He gets the victory. And congratulations to Moravia, sending two wrestlers on to the state tournament next week. Two of the top 16 wrestlers, well, I should say Nick in weight class 145 is one of the top 16 because each weight class gets the top 16 from around the state. Congratulations, Moravia. This update brought to you by Morton Buildings. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe Millage. Yeah, top 16 in each weight class advanced to state, and the top eight next week at the state wrestling tournament stand on the podium and get their mugs on TV and all the flash bulbs and all the attention, and they bring home a state tournament medal next Saturday. All right, so we have seven wrestlebacks to bring you, seven, to determine our final seven state qualifiers here, true second-place finishers at this 2A District 6 tournament. And the first one is at that very tough 113-pound weight class. Your champion, again, was Grayson Kesterson, number one ranked defending state champion out of Williamsburg. And we're going to find our second-place finisher right now. It's going to be between Kobe Wiederholt of Van Meter and Brody Beck of Grinnell. Beck is ranked number 4. Wiederholt ranked number 8. Wiederholt is 41-5, and Beck is actually Wiederholt. Yeah, 41-5, and Beck is 42-5. Beck, they're both sophomores.
Yep,
should be a great match here to determine who's going to go to the well.
Underway here, and Wiederholt in on a single leg shot. Beck does a nice job of sprawling up.
Remember in the
got the underhooks in.
Remember in the semifinals, Wiederholt was the aggressor against top-ranked Kesterson and came up short 7-2.
Yep, now Beck doing a nice job with those front underhooks, working the front headlock, trying to gain an angle here to snap Wiederholt by and get a takedown.
Hasn't got it yet, 30 seconds in, and they're going to slide their way off the mat. A minute 24 to go, first period. Russell back, true second place finish at 113 pounds. Van Meter, Colby Wiederholt.
Wiederholt in on another shot, and Beck doing a nice job, though, of sprawling and getting them hooks in, keeping Wiederholt from advancing.
Again, Wiederholt drops down, fought off by Beck.
Both wrestlers still just kind of filling each other out here. Jamie, they're not for sure now. Oh, Beck does a nice duck under. Got a bear hug going on here off the edge of the mat. No points, 0-0 Beck, neutrals center mat.
54 seconds to go in the first period. 7 Russell backs to come your way right here on Thunder Country KIIC to finish the day in Knoxville, Class 2A, District 6. We'll continue to keep you up to date with Joe on updates from Pleasantville and Fairfield, 1A and 2A action. And when we're all done here, we'll, of course, give you a full recap of all of our state qualifiers out of Knoxville today. Tyler Landgrebe is in for Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Alex Hanna is out, third place finish. And Sage Walker will wrestle back at 145 pounds coming up here in just a little bit. So Eddieville Blakesburg has one in, trying to get two. Albia has one in. Aiden Reeves, your 120-pound champion. And Ben Mason will wrestle back for a chance to advance at 195 pounds.
15 seconds left to go here in the opening period. And Wiederholt has been bringing the pressure here to Brock Beck in the first period. Off the edge of the mat, we're going to go again.
7 seconds to go in this opening period. No score. A lot on the line here. You don't want to take an ill-advised shot or, you know, open yourself up in a match like this. As the first period comes to an end with Beck reaching on a double leg. No score after one period. 113-pound wrestle back.
Wiederholt wins the toss. He's going to elect to start in the down position. Beck covers. On the whistle, Wiederholt hits a stand-up. Beck with a nice mat return on the edge of the mat. Out of bounds we go. Wiederholt was real quick on that stand-up, Jamie.
Yes,
we'll see if he tries that again here.
Nope, on the whistle, he's a little more content to see what Beck wants to do this time. Now he's up to his feet. Beck has the legs in, riding on his, literally on his back here as Wiederholt stands up, slides Beck off his back, turns. Beck keeps a hold of the right leg, not giving up the one yet, returns him to the mat. Nice job there by Brody Beck to not give up the escape.
Now Beck has that outside cradle locked up here. Has to let go of that. Wiederholt trying to work for inside leg position. Off the edge of the mat we go. Still no score.
A minute 19 remaining, second period. No score. 113-pound wrestleback.
Both wrestlers showing that they want to try to advance here.
Just after 4 o'clock here on Thunder Country, 96.7 KIIC Albia. We're live at Knoxville High School, High Fidelity, with the Class 2A District 6 tournament. We're into the wrestlebacks. We have 7 total to bring you. This is the first, and there's an escape by Wiederholt off the whistle after they went out of bounds. 1-0. Van Meter's Wiederholt leads it over Beck from Grinnell. Back neutral. With Travis Zapital, I'm Jamie Brockman. Don't forget, wrestling coverage really gets going fast and furious next week for the 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament. You'll hear it all live starting Thursday morning right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh, Beck on a kind of a wild shot there. Wiederholt does a nice job of sprawling out. Gets a front headlock in here on the edge of the mat. Off the edge mat we're going to go. Still 1-0. Wiederholt out in front of Brock Beck.
44 seconds remain, second period. We'll have the A-team back next week, by the way. Joe and Jason will return for the state tournament.
Jason won't be. He's going to be in Hawaii still.
Yeah. How does he get that much time off?
I don't know. Now Beck in on a single leg here. Wiederholt doing a nice job of trying to fight that off. Now Beck just needs to get his head out.
Easier said than done, though, as they scramble and roll around the mat. No points yet. 12 seconds to go, second period. And stalemate is the call on the edge of the mat. 10 seconds to go, second period. 1-0. Wiederholt, with that escape, has the lead. So it'll be Joe and Travis and myself and the other Joe, two Joes.
Coach Kevin Cochran will be joining us.
Yep, we'll have a whole host of voices for you next week from the floor and the booth at the state wrestling tournament here on KIIC. Second period ends, still 1-0. Wiederholt, Van Meter with the lead over Beck from Grinnell. Winner goes on to the state wrestling tournament next week at 113 pounds as your runner-up. In one of the toughest weight classes in a district in the state of Iowa today, four wrestlers entering, all ranked in the top eight. Number one, number four, number six, and number eight.
Beck's going to start in the bottom position here, and Wiederholt's going to get called for a caution here two times in a row, so one more, and that's going to result in a point for Beck. So,
which he doesn't want, because that would tie it up. You don't want to do that on a penalty point.
No.
Right up to the feet on the whistle is Beck, and oh, look at that. Wiederholt still has a hold of the leg, which
yep,
is
there's going to be the escape.
Now he gets it, yep.
1-1 your score here. Minute 45 to go in the final period. Brock Beck, number four ranked, Grinnell. Class 1A, 113 pounds.
Number 8 ranked, Wiederholt of Van Meter. 90 seconds remain in the regulation, 1-1, to determine our second and final state qualifier here at 113 pounds. Beck in on a shot. Wiederholt has the underhooks in. They circle on the edge of the mat, and off the mat they go. Minute 14 remains. Still neutral as we restart. Wiederholt looks at that outside leg. Nothing there. Now Beck, shot of his own. Nothing there. Back up. Oh, nice. Nice by Brody Beck, but off the mat before he can finish it. That was just a beautiful duck under right there.
It
ran out of room.
They gave him the 2 points.
Oh.
They gave him the 2 points
I think that's going to get. I think that's going to get overturned. Agree?
No points, yep.
Yep. Yeah, that is the right call. Obviously the Grinnell fans don't like that, but that was the right call. He never had control. It was a beautiful duck under, though, but right on the very edge of the mat. 50 seconds to go now. We're still tied, 1-1.
Back underway here. Wrestlers on the feet, center of the mat. Brock Beck, Colby, Winterholt. 1-1. Wiederholt on a shot. Now, Beck does a nice job of sprawling around behind. No points awarded. Man, that was close.
Very close. Off the mat again.
And Wiederholt's going to get warned for stalling. There were 27 seconds left to go, so.
Backing up, they say.
Yep.
So now he's got to go forward. He can't. We only have 20 seconds to go. We're tied 1-1. You don't want to lose it on a stall call.
No. No.
And you can look at all the pressure that Beck is putting on.
Yep.
Wiederholt here just backing him off the mat, trying to get that stall call, I think.
Coach and dad Brad Beck over in the Grinnell corner is sure wanting that stall call. Now Beck drops down on his shot. Wiederholt got the front headlock.
We're down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and we're going to go to overtime in our first wrestle back of the day at 113 pounds.
Wouldn't expect anything different out of this 113-pound weight class.
Nope. Who's it going to be? Wiederholt shoots at the whistle. Nice sprawl by Beck. Nothing happens. 50 seconds. These are 1 minute overtime periods, by the way. in overtime number one. Nobody scores. We go to two 30-second periods.
Wiederholt backing up out of the match.
Yeah,
there,
he's got to be careful here, Travis. He's very close to giving up that one-point stalling and losing the match.
Yep.
Very close. See Sage Walker, Eddyville fans. Sage Walker warming up, pumping himself up, getting ready for his wrestle back coming up at 145 shortly.
Kobe Wiederholt drops down there on a shot. Beck does a nice job now.
Again, pushes him right off the mat. Beck is pleading with the official for a stall call. So are the coaches.
Yep. Beck just needs to keep bringing the pressure here.
Under 20 seconds remain. Overtime number one. Tied up 1-1. 113-pound wrestleback. And again, off the mat.
There's the stall.
And there's the stall call. And there's the point. And Brody Beck is going to win.
In overtime.
In overtime on a stalling call. The Grinnell, or the Van Meter coach, not happy. But I'm telling you,
that's the right call.
It's absolutely the right call. There were three other times they could have called that. They didn't.
That's the right call.
And this time they said, hey. Now, I will say, Travis, you hate to cost a kid a state tournament berth on a call like that, but that is the call. When you are in a wrestleback to go to state in overtime, you cannot back up.
He had plenty of chances, though, because there was three or four other times there where Wiederholt could have been called for stalling, and he didn't call him. The referee did not want to be put in that position, but Wiederholt did not start to pursue, and he would not circle back to the center of the mat. Every time Brody Beck, head tie, push him back, head tie, push him back.
Yep.
That's the right call.
Absolutely, I agree. All right, it's unfortunate, but it is the right call. We go to 126 pounds now, wrestleback. Your champion was Jalen Schropp of Williamsburg. Wrestleback will be Chase Shirk of PCM and Tyler Haynes of Van Meter, who won by fall in his consolation match to force this wrestleback. And quickly, 2 points, 18 seconds in for Chase Shirk as he was able to spin around behind and get the two. The senior for PCM, Chase Shirk, now 27-9 on the season. Looking to punch his ticket to Wells Fargo Arena. He leads 2-0 as they go off the mat. A minute 25 to go, opening period. 126-pound wrestleback. Coming up, we will have a wrestleback at 145. That'll be the next one up, Eddyville fans, and it will be Sage Walker. Don't go anywhere, Rocket fans. We'll also have a wrestleback for you Knoxville fans coming up at 160 with Cody Ray Smith wrestling back against Kevin Malloy of Williamsburg. Champion is Wes Cummings of PCM there. Then we have a wrestleback at 182, 195, which will feature Ben Mason of Albia. And I believe that's it. Off the mat, 47 seconds remain, first period, 2-0. The PCM wrestler Chase Shirk with the advantage on Tyler Haynes of Van Meter. So here's a question. Coming into a wrestleback, who do you think has the mental advantage? The guy that lost in the finals or the guy that won his wrestleback and is bringing momentum into the finals but maybe a little more gassed?
I've always thought that the guy that comes from the wrestleback that wins his third place match and earns the wrestleback, I've always thought that he's earned his momentum and has the momentum going into that wrestleback second place match.
I would agree. I mean, it's hard to fight off a loss and come back 45 minutes later or so and fight for your life to get to the state tournament. But then again, big time motivation too. So I guess it just kind of depends on what your mindset is and what kind of fight you got in. Yeah, we're going to wind down the first period with Shirk riding out Haynes, and he will lead it 2-0. Chase Shirk of PCM on top 2-0 over Tyler Haynes of Van Meter going into the second period in this 126-pound wrestleback. Again, coming up next, it is Sage Walker for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in a 145-pound wrestleback. He was pinned in the finals. Only his third loss this season. Again,
potentially dangerous call there.
Aiden Reeves of Albia, your champion again at 120 pounds. Undefeated, 46-0, only been taken down one time this entire season in 46 matches. That is unbelievable, and he leads the state in takedowns.
By 20.
Yeah, at least. I don't I'm not going to say anymore. I don't want to jinx Aiden, but I think Albia fans will be celebrating next Saturday. We got a blood timeout here in this 126-pound consolation. Joe Millage, you got any updates for us while we're in a blood time?
Well, we haven't talked much about Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas. A couple of wrestlers there that will be moving on to Wells Fargo next week. At 152, Alec Henderson, he's your second-place finisher, and we'll move on to next week. And TJ Dierking, a name we're familiar with from state tournament last year, weight class 170. He's your first-place winner for Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas, and he will move on weight class 170. So we'll continue to keep you up to date from Pleasantville.
All right. Thanks for that, Joe. Good to see Pekin doing well today, too. They